Just general thoughts about Virginia? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
No. I'll just jump right in. You know, I wanted to. The introduction was, it was very beautiful. The art style was, you know, that kind of blocky, but still looks pretty good.
It reminded me like Firewatch or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, trying to figure out what can I interact with? And, oh, should I go this way? Oh, I've just magically jumped, like, 6 hours in time. Okay. After a while, the way that things moved and then the story kind of went, I don't know where. Yeah,
You're not
I really wanted to like it. We tried to understand it, and I'm really looking forward to try to break this down with the rest of you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all that money they spent on voice acting.
Right.
Womp, 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 womp.
All that money they should have spent on voice acting.
All
right, Steph, you better weigh in.
Well, Stanton, what did you think?
I was really enjoying it at the very beginning. And then I almost thought that I was doing things or missing out on some things because you're walking around and then all of a sudden it just cuts to the next area. And then you get the file and you're trying to read it and then it cuts to you in the hallway and you're like, wait, I didn't read what it said. Am I supposed to know anything of what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're kind of going along and it's like, okay, all right, so there is no voice acting here. So you're just moving along. And then you continue you get used to the parts of you're doing something and then it just cuts and brings you somewhere else. So you're just, you're kind of anticipating that. But then as it continues on, it's like, what is going on here? I have no idea where we are and how we got here, and I'm just so absolutely confused.
Yeah,
it was. I was trying to. It was funny. I was playing it before finishing it up before this started, and I was on the PlayStation with my nephew, and he says, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I haven't the finest clue." This is X-Files meets Twin Peaks with a shot of acid. I have no idea what happened, what I was supposed to do. And then I get to the end of the game. I finish the game, and I got like 5 trophies. I don't know what for.
Yeah.
And there's like 6 trophies I didn't get. And I'm like,
what?
And it's like, how could I possibly do anything else but what the game was just on rails, iron rails, making me do? You know,
I really liked it. I really liked it. I don't know why. I mean, to me, it was like a movie. I mean, it's not necessarily, as far as gameplay goes, not the best gameplay, but like, I loved the adventure it took you on. Like, and in fact, like, it was really funny. I was talking to Michelle about this earlier, and she was like, yeah, we really liked the first part of the game, but the second part was just kind of crazy. I was actually the other way around. The first part, I mean, I found it interesting in the first part. Like, it caught my attention. I was like, wow, this is good. And then, like, halfway through, I was like, okay, like, you know, but it was still good. Like, I think, like, right before she started, like, I've been getting to know, I call her Helen. I don't remember her name, but I just kept calling her Helen throughout the entire game. So we're just going to call her Helen. At least when I talk about her.
That would be Miss Angela Ortega.
But when yes. And so Angela. And so, thank you, Franco. And so, when she started to get to know Angela, that's when I started like getting a little bit more interested. And then, like, the ending blew... I mean, like, no, I don't understand everything about it, but that's kind of my favorite thing in the world, is that's why I love Lost so much, is because I don't understand... No, I love Lost. I love it. But I don't understand, like, 25, 30% of that show.
But at least Lost made sense, though.
Oh, but this does.
So suddenly we segue
into Eyes Wide Shut. What's going on?
Okay.
A good movie.
Who is the buffalo, and what does that represent?
The buffalo, because she gave her, because Angela gave her a stuffed buffalo.
Because Angela, she almost gave her a buffalo.
Angela gave her a stuffed buffalo, and so that to her symbolizes her relationship with Angela, and her relationship with.
Wow.
What's the red door?
Yeah.
The red door, I don't know.
And the dead bird,
the dead bird that keeps coming to life.
I don't know, but it's cool. It's cool. But that's not even, like, the main issue. Like, you're focusing on the wrong things. You need to focus on the main idea that they're trying to give to you.
Are you going to believe your lying eyes?
Yes, I do believe my lying eyes, Franco. I do.
This,
you can ask Michelle. I messaged Michelle afterwards. I was like, I loved it.
I told her to shut her face and wait for game chat. I did.
I was sitting there after, like, while the credits were rolling, and I was like, I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, wow, that was incredible.
Chris and I played it last night, and we were screaming at the TV at the end. Like, it was terrible. We were mad.
It was just mildly irritating up until when she ate the stamp and the wall opened up.
And then it's not a stamp, it's drugs, sweetheart.
It's LSD.
It's drugs. It's LSD.
Oh, it's LSD. See? Yeah. I don't know these things.
But
so.
That's what I thought at first, too, Franco. I thought, it's like a piece of a stamp that she's putting in an envelope. Why is she doing that? And then when she took it out later and she broke it off, she took it out of the envelope. It hit me. I was like, oh, it looks kind of like either a microchip, or I think that drugs come like that in some forms. And, you know, and then when she put it in her mouth, I was like, well, okay, it's drugs, obviously.
Yeah. Then that opened up a whole new trip.
All right, that has to be on the final thing. I think drugs come like that.
I think they might help playing this game. Seriously. Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay. I know Stephanie said that I got caught up on the wrong thing, like that the missing boy was not the point. You know, who cares about the missing boy? Who cares about who the buffalo is? You know, all this weird stuff. But I still had to focus on it because I was waiting for some kind of resolution that didn't end in a cheap acid trip. I don't know what kind of ending would have been better. So, Steph, you think that she changed her ways and didn't become that terrible person throwing her friend under the bus? Is that what you're saying?
Here's what I got from it, guys. Okay, now I'm here. Okay, so I'm reverberating it. It's distracting me. Sorry. Here's what I got from it. So she's hired by she's obviously hired by the FBI to investigate these people, and in doing so, she becomes their friend, like with Angela. Like she became close to Angela. She pretended she was Angela's friend, that she was helping her, you know. And I think in the process of pretending to be her friend, like she was supposed to, like she was expected to, she obviously became her friend. Like she obviously like started, you know, thinking of her as a friend, and obviously Angela thought of her that way because, you know, she gave her the stuffed buffalo, and, you know, from the gas station randomly, it's like, okay, a stuffed buffalo, this is interesting. I'm not sure why. Anyways, why is Duff Buffalo?
Didn't they almost get into that accident with the buffalo, like on their first?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I completely forgot about that. See, it's perfect. Okay, so she gave her the stuffed buffalo. You know, so obviously there's something. You know, then she finds the file, and then she just randomly just ditches you. Just leaves. He leaves you there holding the stuffed buffalo. Anyways, that's beside the point.
She's pissed. I mean, she just discovered that you're not really her friend.
Sure, obviously.
I do too.
But that's this woman's life, is that she is hired to befriend these people. And, you know, and as it shows later on, after she's in the jail cell, then it shows her, I guess, giving Angela's file or whatever, what she found out about Angela, to the commissioner or whoever he is. And then it kind of shows her progressing through life. You know, it's kind of like this is the course her life would take if she would have done that. If she would have did what she was expecting, she would have just kept doing that. She would have kept befriending people. And you could kind of tell that each time that she did that, because she would be looking in the mirror, that she would kind of, she almost seemed like that she was dying inside, you know, or at least at first. And then she started just seeming like it was normal. And then, you know, because she just, it wasn't a real life. And she was only, yeah, but she was progressing in her life, you know, progressing on the ladder of success, because she kept getting better offices. She kept, you know, until she got to the assistant director position where the other guy was before. But then it goes back to her now, you know, whatever, in the jail cell, and she decides that she's not going to do that. She's not going to be that person, because it only will lead to her, just to her being unhappy. You know, I mean, she doesn't have Angela in her life. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't have any friends, because she only makes friends with people and then turns them in. And then, you know, and so she decides not to. And I think at first taking the drugs seemed very random. I was like, okay, so you're just going to just take this like drug that you found, like, and put it in a red envelope. But I think to me, like, you know, I think it just kind of was a catalyst to kind of bring her to discovering that about herself, discovering that if she would have kept doing what she was doing, that she would have just became as soulless as the people that she worked with.
But she became that person. So, I mean, did she?
No, she didn't.
I don't know what happened to her.
No, she didn't, because she imagined that. She, I mean, you know, I mean, it's like if you stand there and you imagine like your life, like, okay, if I make this decision, this is what's going to happen. This and this is what's going to happen. Or at least I do that. I mean, I don't know, but you know, and so I think that we were seeing that with her. And then she kind of comes back to herself and she's like, I don't want to be that person. And so
I'd rather just drop acid instead.
I think because she was a predictable person, she was predictable. She was doing what she was expected. Yep. So she was like, okay, well, I have this acid. I'm just going, sure. You know? And so she takes it. And, you know, because probably at that point, she was probably desperate and searching for answers and took the acid, and there you go. And so she kind of, it discovers things about herself while on her acid trip, and we discover it with her. And so in the end, you know, she decides to, you know, to kind of, I guess, probably be fired and be let go from her job with Angela.
Now, there's things before the acid trip that kind of show her change of character. So she, before she met, she's Tabert. I'm sorry. What's her name? The one being investigated.
Angela. Maria.
Marie. What? Okay. Angela. And the one doing the investigating. It's kind of assumed that she would be, you know, like, ethically and morally straight to do that. And then as she spends more time with her, you know, when they're doing the investigating, you know, they do things not exactly legally. You know, they use the lockpick to get into the house. And then when she goes to give her the locket back, I mean, she breaks into her apartment.
Yeah.
And goes snooping around. So, like,
we're calling her Angela Cheeser.
Angela. Yeah. So I just feel like there were things that the story was trying to resolve that I don't really feel were resolved. I mean, but when I she think, went to think... take the amulet back, you know, and she found that other room, like, what did you guys get from that? Like, the one with all the investigating device and stuff.
Well, I mean, but that was what she was being investigated for, was because she was a conspiracy theorist, and that just, I think, proved that she was a conspiracist.
She was Fox Mulder.
Maybe I misread the information. I thought that the conspiracy theorist was, like, her mom, and that's who the locket was from, and so they were investigating the daughter. So it seemed like it was more like a family thing. Am I on the right track, or is that...
I thought it was her.
No, it was her mom. There were two Ortegas. Mm-hmm. There was the Angela, which was worked in the '50s with J. Edgar Hoover. Not J. Angela. It was, what was the first name?
Judith.
Judith. Yeah.
Judith.
Correct. Okay. She was working with Hoover, and then the daughter was Angela. But that Halpern, did she change her name?
Yeah.
She got married.
Ah, see?
Yeah. And so, like, the locket was her mother. And so, you know, in the room that she lived in, I'm pretty sure belonged to her mom, because there was all the handicap stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that room belonged to her mother, but not to her. So I don't feel like... there was a resolution, you know. Was she morally continuing on her mother's work? Like, you know, I have questions, and they're not answered.
I don't think that's an issue. I don't think that's something that needs...
Yes,
like, I think the whole thing was that Angela was upset because she was investigating her and pretending to be close to her.
Yeah, but it's why... not... Why do they raise a question like that and then not bother to answer it? It bothers me.
Raise what question?
Why are you investigating her if we're not supposed to find out if we're right? It's just weird.
Well, you do find out. You find out that she was obviously a conspiracist. The mother was.
The mother was, but not the daughter.
But I think that they were just investigating the daughter to get that information, to get inside the apartment.
Could be. I didn't think about it like that, so... Okay, I'll let it go.
I was left with a crushing mystery of after they go to the honky tonk place, and the morning after, why does she only make herself one egg and makes the other one?
Yeah, I know.
And then I also thought, this is a lot of food, Angela. This is a lot of food.
Seriously.
Plastic looking as it may be.
I cannot eat all of this.
So the other thing too that I'm kind of wondering is that when you, before you even like start the game, it says that you know, it's based off of like actual FBI case files or something like that.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
yeah. There was a little blurb in the beginning. Yeah.
So what are they basing this off of? Like, is it based off of the missing child, or is it like just a bunch of different files that they found hidden away somewhere, and they decided, oh, this would be an interesting game.
That were never answered or solved, apparently.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I really care. I don't know. I just really enjoyed...
Obviously, made up her mind about this game.
from what I got, I mean, like, I just really enjoyed the whole thing of just being of just, you know, because I guess I was expecting just a straight out murder mystery, like a mystery of the missing boy, and then it just turned into this whole like
mess.
It turned into this whole like almost like Alice in Wonderland, like you know, chasing the white rabbit, like. And I just enjoyed the whole point of it just being like, you know, that, you know, doing what you're expected and, you know, climbing up the corporate ladder, if it kills your life, if it kills your friendships, if it kills, you know, what you, I mean, because obviously she enjoyed being free and kind of wild with Angela, you know, because, she, she didn't have any problem breaking into apartments or whatever, you know. But here she was, this FBI agent who was doing what she was expected. But then she decides that she doesn't want to anymore, that that's going to kill her. And so she leaves it. She's like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done. That's what I got from it. And that's what I,
so
that's what I got.
I was reading some sort of reviews after finishing the game, and basically people were taking away from it as that it's basically a game that makes you question life choices and everything, and how we go through life, and you know, making these choices and not really knowing what the how it affects the people around you and all that stuff. So so I think that's that is more about what this game is about than anything else.
Like all the missing boy, you know, the invest, I mean, it's all just kind of just pieces to the puzzle that builds up to this, to this, you know, to this main, I think, storyline, which is something completely different than what you at first you expect going into the game.
I think that must just be a preference thing for me then. I don't like the like games about the experience. I was thinking more Agatha Christie style, like, you know, who done it. Like, no, this is about,
I think, why you disappointed.
Yeah, that's why I was so upset at the end, because it just, it wasn't anything like I expected.
Yeah.
It was good in certain parts, but then for me, it just fell off the tracks, and I just didn't.
And then they passed the boy on the road. Did you guys notice that?
Yes.
Yeah. Who is that?
The missing boy.
Are you sure? Looked a lot like him.
Looked exactly like him. But you know what? They didn't care. They didn't care because he was okay. He had his guitar. He was doing his thing. And they were like, yeah, we're going to go and do our thing. We're driving away, too. We're leaving this town as well. Yeah.
At least, you know, turn their head so we could see his face up a little bit more.
Well, he turned towards the camera. Like,
what?
He turned towards the camera. He looked at the car and looked at her butt.
Did you see him look towards us?
I was so pissed at that point out. I would have scratched his eyes out if he got close enough to me. So, well, I'm done.
Oh, please, if you have things to say.
I gotta say, with when you're going through the whole what if, you know, you turned Maria in and she's going through all that stuff, and then she finds the old file as she's assistant director, and then goes down to her office and it's completely empty. Like, that was just so freaking depressing.
Yeah.
To, you know, that, and, you know, the helper name was still on the door.
Yeah.
Like, they cleared out her office, but they didn't even bother to, you know, take that off. And it was just like, just kind of like a shell of what used to be. And it was just, like, that was just really depressing.
Was just, I guess, tacking on to the X-Files references, because Mulder worked in the basement.
Yeah.
And the smoke, obviously the smoking man director, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just,
but
like,
I mean, it was like, it really brought home, like, this is what your decisions did.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, it,
yeah.
it destroyed someone's career.
Yeah.
And possibly the rest of her life, and it was just
I agree. That's why I love it.
I feel like I would have been better prepared if maybe they hadn't bothered to put the based on actual events, because to me that doesn't tell me, you know, to expect nothing.
Yeah, so I looked it back up, and it's based on the official records of events. And the following story has been written of, and it's basically during the summer of 92, FBI did an investigation on a small town in Virginia about a missing child. And it's like, so they found just some random like case file, and they're like, oh, this would be a good story.
Yeah.
A boy goes missing. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it must have been big news for such a small town in Virginia, you know, back then, so.
Well, I mean, of the parts that we could glean from the story that doesn't matter, so we caught the religious father,
the priest or whatever.
The photographs that they took, and then, like, later when she's doing her acid trip and she busts through the wall or something, like, he's got, like, the teenage girl in there with him.
Yeah.
You know, like, so there was some, it's just stuff that they really didn't approach. And then during all of, like, the weird dream sequences, and no one's even talked about, like, the giant cult in the cave and...
killing the buffalo.
Like, showing her, the buffalo has to do with Angela. And so, and all those people with the mass one, those were people that she worked with. And they were giving her the knife to stab because that was symbolizing her stabbing the buffalo, was symbolizing her killing that part of her and becoming what they expected of her.
That is so deep. And then so what is, like,
David Lynch is on the phone.
So is the you know, her taking the mask off supposed to be really her facing her true self?
Yeah, so. She's taking the mask off. She throws it down. She is done. She's done living that life of predictability.
Oh man,
I love it.
Next time that there's a tag for a video game that says symbolism, I'm gonna get the name.
Or send it my way, like, Stephanie. Yeah. I think you'll, like, really Steph, love this game.
Sounds awful. It's all yours.
I love my symbolism.
Now, just out of curiosity, was there any optional thing to do at all, or am I wrong in thinking this was, you were locked on the rails? You just were along for the ride, clicking X every now and then.
Well, did everybody pick up the feather?
Yes.
No, see, I didn't pick up the feather.
There's an option.
Oh,
yay.
I picked up the feather.
Where was the feather?
In the cave?
Just beyond the cave, on the as you're walking to the alien spot.
Oh, okay. I started picking up flowers whenever I saw them.
Me too.
What?
It was so relaxing.
I was like, this is kind of random, flowers. But okay.
Yeah, she just kept them. Like, it didn't give you anything, and no achievement, nothing. It was just, picked up a flower.
She's putting them in her suit jacket, and all I'm thinking is, like, she's just got, like, this mess of petals and pollen and everything all on her shirt.
Looks like some circus clown.
Yeah.
Right. You could also go back to symbolism, guys, and be like, that picking the flowers represent, like, her wild spirit.
Oh, like this game in is her wild spirit. Bad writing.
What?
I think the game is symbolism for bad writing.
No, it's not, dude. No, it is not.
Unresolved plot point leading to nowhere.
Frustration.
There's so many stories that are in this game that really, they don't go anywhere.
See, they don't matter. They don't matter. That's not the point of the game. That's not the point of the story.
It doesn't even follow a pattern.
It's, you know, like life, man. It's like life. Yeah. You find out things about and it's like, you don't know the ending. You don't know the ending to their story.
The point of the game really is life. It's just the decisions you make.
Exactly.
And how they affect the people around you.
Exactly.
I'd believe that if we could actually make decisions in the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I mean, it's not, the game isn't about gameplay. It's about the story.
Oh. Okay.
There are games like that. There are plenty of, especially now with Telltale. Come on, Telltale games aren't about gameplay; they're about the story.
Do not ruin Telltale for me.
I'm just saying.
You make a ton of decisions in Telltale. Yeah.
No, I love Telltale, but do not relate this game to Telltale.
No, not in the least. Not in the least. And I really, on top of it, the cherry on top is, I was on PlayStation for another, what is it, $1? You can buy the soundtrack. Oh, how bad can the soundtrack be? Okay.
I thought the music was amazing.
I regret not getting the soundtrack.
That it was good.
Yep. And I liked the kind of sound homage to Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
One song that I almost immediately thought it was a copy.
Yep. Yeah.
Steph, if you enjoyed this, then you have to go get Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
Right.
Well, now hold on. I still disagree that this game is in the same realm with that game.
Oh!
But I'll agree that, yes, Everybody Goes to the Rapture, but how? This, that one, at least you have a story that has...
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed that game, yeah.
Following the pieces of a town and some families and stuff. This one, you're left with what? Like a Thelma and Louise ending? They just drive off? And like,
yeah.
That would have been better if they drove off a cliff. I mean,
yes. They're driving off to their freedom, guys. They're driving away from that stupid little Virginia town onto their freedom.
Or if they had driven down the highway and there was a UFO waiting for them to pick them up.
So,
No. The UFO was just part of the acid trip.
So why?
Maybe. I don't know.
Why did the investigator get arrested and put in the holding cell?
I think because she...
Oh, but I think that was after she shared the file with her and basically gave up on the investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Which still makes no sense.
So because she stopped doing her job, they arrested her?
Well, I think because she revealed that she was undercover to the person she's supposed to be undercover to.
That's so illegal.
She was hindering the investigation, because whether she was a part of the investigation or not, it was still an investigation by the federal, by the FBI. So with her revealing that, she's hindering their investigation, because even without her being involved, the investigation would still have to go on.
Okay.
That's what I would guess. I'm not an FBI agent, but that's what I surmise.
We could talk to Bowden. He knows someone in the FBI.
Oh, okay.
It's good to know. I get in the jam.
Good to know. It's good to know.
I wanted the Academy scene and stuff to end up like Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, it's CIA.
Gets a phone call from Hannibal Lecter?
Yes. Yes. I would have accepted if, it would have gone crazy. But acid trip, whatever.
Yeah. I do have one question. Maybe someone noticed, remembers, and can clear it up. Okay, so she burned the box.
What's in the box?
Did she open the box earlier in the game?
Stan wants to go right to, what is it, Seven Sins?
It's Seven.
What's in the
box? Yeah.
What's in the box?
Box.
Seven.
So we don't know.
So we have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his dad's porn collection. I don't know.
Because, yes, Michelle.
Okay, so the man in the bed. Wait, where did they get the box? Was that
her father? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. From her father. So her father was the one that turned in her mother originally. Did you all follow that part?
No, I didn't.
No, I thought that was, what's her name? I thought that was the investigator's father.
I don't, let's see.
That's what I thought, because she showed him her FBI badge and he was like proud, like he seemed happy.
I don't know.
And she was the one holding the broken off key all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's the investigator's father, why would he have a key to the box in the...
Yeah, the box was in his room.
But that was
it was a different room. No, I don't think so. I think it was a different house. I think it was a different room. The room was set up. The room was set up differently.
And it was a closet.
Yeah,
that she went in.
Closet. Okay, I guess I'll have to replay it. Then I can't contribute to that.
Yeah, that was the only part that I was like, I don't know what's in that box, and I kind of don't know what the symbolism to this is or what this means. That was the one part I was curious about. But
I don't know. There's got to be, because when you go back and you look, is it?
I was thinking maybe she opened the box at the beginning of the game, and it had something in it.
Well, that was the beginning of the game. Did they show somebody breaking the key in the box, and that's where they cut? but you never see what's in the box. You never realize what's in the box.
And they never explain it.
No.
So it's a dangling mystery. One for Virginia, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pre-ordering that, yes.
Yeah!
Oh, when what's her face? Is it Anna or what's her name?
I think Anna. You're playing Anna.
Okay. When she goes through the whole thing in like her mind about continuing on with being an internal investigator, and yeah. You know, she hands in the file and it cuts to her apartment. Yeah. And she gets the knock on the door and she gets up and I'm like, oh good, she's getting her life together because everything's put away, everything's set up nicely, and then we're progressing and I'm like, oh no, this isn't good. And then she continues to like befriend people and then turn them in and it's just like wow, this is not where I was expecting this to go.
Yeah. It went dark.
Yes.
I'm content with that. I'm moving on. Let's close the book.
What about the traveling system? Did everyone kind of agree that that was pretty confusing?
It was jarring.
The way that it cut.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Oh God! Of course.
Now I thought because it was like a movie, guys. Like this was set up in a way to where it wasn't. I mean, it was meant to kind of, because that's the way movies go. That's the pacing in movies, is that it takes you to another time, like several minutes in the future. You just don't notice because you're watching. You expect it with a movie. You don't expect it with a game.
I didn't.
And go ahead, Stanton.
I didn't like it because there were times where I'm playing it and I'm getting invested into something, like when I went into, I don't know whose room it was, and you go into the closet and there's the fake wall, and there's a black room in there. Yeah. And it's like, and then it cuts, and I'm like, wait, was there supposed to be more that I was supposed to check there? Nope. Or, you know.
Not important.
And it was just like.
You know why? Yeah.
It was just like stuff that I felt like I was missing out on.
I know. But I think like scenes like that, like they hurried through it because that wasn't important. That wasn't the story of the game. It was only to get you to the story of the game.
But it should have.
But
been.
At that time, you're invested and you don't realize it. So yeah, so I can see it first because there were a couple of times where I was like, oh, okay, we're cutting. All right, that's cool. Now, but there were a couple of times that I thought was even more annoying was that it waited too long to cut. You know, you're sitting there, you're looking around, you know. And you're just looking, you're like, okay, am I supposed to be doing something? Am I supposed to be clicking on something? And you're kind of looking. And then it waits a couple minutes before it'll cut to the next scene.
Yeah.
Those annoyed me more than the quick cuts, actually.
And I wish it just gave you more time to actually read the files that they were handing to you.
Yeah. I wanted to.
That just adds to Stephanie's assertion that it doesn't matter. You're not supposed to be doing it. Because they're not going to give you an answer.
I actually went into the, you know, about chapters. They according to that, there's 42 chapters in that book, in this game. 42.
Yeah.
And it's like the scene where they pull into the gas station and get you know, they have the kids give them the finger. That's a chapter.
I think they probably made so many chapters because I think you can only start back on a chapter, like on the beginning of a chapter. Because I noticed that, like, last time I stopped the game, and then when I started back up today, it was a little bit before from where I stopped. So I think you can only start at the, you know, at the beginning of the chapter. So if they made long chapters, then you would be complaining that I had to start several minutes back from where I stopped. You know what I mean?
So apparently they were arrested because they broke into the people's house without a warrant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they lockpicked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And if they would make that clear, I could like, oh, okay. So yeah. Steph, I have another question for you.
Yes.
What is the symbolism of the military and the mall and the politician?
Military.
We've been crying in a booth.
I mean, you're saying it's all symbolism and the story doesn't matter. So what do you say that has to do?
I don't really understand who are these, what are these things that you're... Hold on, my cat's wanting to... Give me one second. Hold that.
Okay. Backbreaker.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so the symbolism of... Okay, now where were these people?
Well, they go on the stakeout, and there's the politician, and there's the development for the mall, and then there's what looks like either construction or military trucks that go down that road.
I don't know. Who's the politician?
Guy was handing out buttons.
When you were in the coffee shop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he's got the van that's like, making all the, vote for me or whatever.
Ice cream music sound?
Yeah. Okay. They follow them down the road. What was that all about?
I don't know.
And you find him later, and he's, like, bawling in a photo booth. Like,
yeah.
There's just too many things. They didn't matter. They shouldn't have put him in the game, man. Like...
I don't know. Why does this game make you drink coffee 3 times?
It's just pieces of life. Pieces of life that you're witnessing.
Okay. I don't want it. I don't know. Can we rate it? Can we rate it now?
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Lock yourself out.
This is gonna be wait. Let me get a piece of paper.
No, it'll be easy. I promise.
No, division by zero is illegal. No.
All right. So, Franco, you go first.
Oh, brother. Well, I'll go with 5.5. I don't want to... I'm talked out about this.
Okay.
It was the fact that you're on a rail system, and it's like, all I'm doing is just following along, and it's like, for what purpose? I mean, you want to tell me a story, but you then in the end, you don't tell me the story. You tell me half the story, and you want me to go on acid to figure out the rest of the story? I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'd give it a 5.5.
Okay. Michelle?
Ooh. Like a 3.
Woo!
Okay. 3. I felt misled. Too much symbolism. And far too linear. Just like Franco said, I felt just pulled along. But the music was good. So that's 2.5 of the points right there.
The game had a good personality.
And Cheezer?
Yeah, I give it a 3 because of the 3 things that I did like. The music, the fact that the story did hook me. I wanted to know all the answers. And actually, I thought the graphic style was kind of appropriate and fun. You know, there was some vibrance to it. And I kind of liked how it moved you through sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's it. Okay. After that, it's Batman.
Okay. Stanton?
All right, I feel like I'm going to throw the curve off here by quite a bit.
Oh, boy.
So,
1-3.
You know, the game hooked me from the very beginning. From the music was probably the biggest thing in this game that really kept everything going and flowing at a good pace. The graphics and everything were an interesting stylization, reminded me of like Firewatch and stuff like that, but character designs were kind of lacking, but that's neither here nor there. I kind of enjoyed the part that it's just you didn't really know what was going on, and coming to like find out that there are multiple paths you can take. You can either sell your soul and, get ahead in life, but be completely and absolutely miserable. Or you can just say, screw it, and drop some acid and run through a brick wall. And try and kill a buffalo. But it's just like... And the thing, I liked that it just kept you guessing, and you're just constantly playing this game and just asking yourself, what is going on?
Yeah.
And I like that about the game.
Yeah.
You know, overall, because there were no dogs involved yet again.
There you go. There was a buffalo.
There was a buffalo, but it wasn't a dog.
It wasn't a dog.
So it doesn't get a... There's no perfect score for this one, but I do give it an 8.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to remember that. Like a telltale game.
The ever like unpredictable stand.
Michelle's going to remember that.
Yeah. I love that no matter what, you have the bar set at dog.
Dog. Yes. Yeah.
You are consistent with that, and I appreciate that.
Old Yeller, the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be perfect. That'd be perfect. Okay, so, well, you guys know I really liked it. It got me. As I said, the last 20 minutes of the game, I was literally like sitting like feet away from the television, like leaning forward, what's happening. But I loved it. I loved like just thinking about the symbolism and thinking about it and just like and putting it in my mind and being like, what does this mean? What could this mean? And kind of putting that puzzle together. But yeah, so I really enjoyed it. I thought as you guys said, I thought the graphic style fit really well. The music was beautiful. I noticed the music from the very beginning, from the opening credits. I was like, wow, this music's really good. I liked it. I liked it. I thought the gameplay could have been better. But then I kind of think that was just how they decided to make the game. I think that was just how they just wanted it to be a story that you experienced rather than kind of a game you played, even though yes, it's a game, but there's different kinds of games. There's different types of games. And there you go. So I would give this, probably, I would say an 8.5. I'm good with an 8.5 just because, you know.
Huh? And I was going to throw something if you went with a 9.
I was about to, but there are some things like the cutting kind of, you know, was a little annoying. And just a few other things, you know, as well. But like, for instance, this girl never gets in a hurry, obviously, because she walks freaking slow everywhere she goes. And I was like, Anna, can we run? Can we run across this field? No. Okay, we're just going to saunter.
I kept hitting the shift button thinking, maybe that'll make her move a little faster.
I know, I kept trying buttons at first. I was like, surely there's a sprint button on here. No, no.
There was no
jump.
So that in itself, you know, I'll go with an 8.5. Yeah. All right. There we go. I have no idea how to figure in those scores because they're so vastly different. But yeah, that'll be fun.
Just make sure I think that drugs come like that is in the
oh yeah, thing yeah, there. Yeah. I think yeah. Okay. Yeah. but yeah, so guys, we're kind of breaking until sometime in January. I don't know the exact time. I know before me and Chris had kind of discussed maybe around the 10th or something to start back. So that's kind of tentative though, January the 10th. And I'll most likely, of course, I don't have a game lined up or anything, so I'll most likely announce that on the Game Chat Facebook page. And I'll since you guys are regulars, I'll message you guys and make sure you see it. Make sure you know personally. Yeah. Okay. January, I'm gonna be frank. January is kind of a. I mean, we have Franco. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
Yes. My mouse fell.
Okay. All right. Just making sure we didn't lose you. You know, but as Chris said last week, Franco is going to kind of help me lead things a bit from here on out for, you know, for a while or whatever. You know, I'll be honest, January is going to be interesting for me because I might be moving, but that's kind of up in the air and kind of unsure. Might be moving up north a bit, so if that happens, I am going to try my best to keep everything consistent and on schedule. So, yeah, I'll let you guys know. But
cross that bridge when we get there, lady.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Yes. So,
indeed.
Anyways, but yeah, if you guys have any, if you guys have any suggestions for games that we could do next year,
7 days to die.
No, I don't think that's going to work. I'm sorry.
Hey, hey, it's a two-man team, lady.
There is one game that might be good to play. It's Chapters. I gotta remember the name of it.
Uh-huh.
But it's is this it?
You have on a crumpled piece
of
paper?
It might be. No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
I think it's called Knee Deep. But I gotta double check and make sure it's okay. Basically, I think it's like a murder mystery type of thing, but it plays like a stage play.
Oh,
which is interesting. It's an interesting art style and everything. Let me look into that more, and I'll get back to you on what it.
Yeah.
If it is knee deep or not.
But yeah, but just knee deep. but just message me. Any suggestions, you know, I mean, that can be, you know, this week or, you know, as we go beginning the start of the year or whatever. Thank you for the link.
There you go.
That was quick. Because, you know, we are open to suggestions for games. But, yeah. So I guess that's it, guys. I won't see you until 2017.
Yeah.
Or at least in this forum. And so you guys have happy holidays. Eat lots of food. Play lots of games. Yeah. Right. Anyone wanting or expecting any games for Christmas?
Not really. I mean, my friends and family wouldn't have a clue what to buy me as a game.
I hear ya. Michelle or Mason?
Well, we have some games we're getting you, so you'll play with us.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Look at that, guys. That's love right there. It's love. Yeah.
Gosh. No, I was going to get 7 Days to Die. I might get that anyways because.
Because?
Because yeah, because it sounds good.
Yeah, even if you get it on the PS4, you can fire up either a multiplayer session, like it's almost like, you know, Don't Starve and stuff, where you can fire up a server session where other people can log into it.
Oh, right on. Okay. Yeah, that one's at the top of my list right now. I mean, I just got Final Fantasy 15, which is taking up time, and school just ended, so I have like 2 weeks to do stuff.
Nice.
That's the only one that's coming out right now, then.
Yeah. Stanton?
I'm getting all of X-Files on Blu-ray.
Ooh. Same, nice.
This game dovetailed right into it.
Yeah.
Nice.
As for games, there's some LEGO Dimensions stuff that I'm going to be getting.
Oh, cool.
And I'm trying and hoping to hunt down a NES Classic at some point.
Man, guys, when that was announced, like in the summer or the spring, I was like, that's going to be awesome. I'm totally getting one of those for Christmas. I am so getting one of those for Christmas. You can't find them.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I guess I just didn't realize that they weren't going to mass produce them.
Well, supposedly,
why wouldn't you mass produce them?
Supposedly, Best Buy is getting more in stock either on the 18th or the 20th.
But see, this is crazy.
I know.
Like, why wouldn't you just, like, any freaking system out there just make? I mean, they knew that they would sell them.
That's Nintendo for you, though.
I was watching a video on YouTube about it, and it was Boogie2998, and especially saying that they're just controlling the price point.
Yeah.
By making it limited, that then they can sell it for the price they're selling it at, and it people are willing to pay that amount.
How much are they going for?
Over 200.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's why they're making them literally by hand.
And then GameStop will sell them, but they're in bundles with, like, other crap that you don't even want.
Oh my god! Like, it gives me a headache just thinking about it, because I so wanted one. I was so excited when I heard about it. I was like, yes, I can have play original Nintendo games on a console instead of playing it on some stupid little thing on my computer.
Or you just, you know, keep your actual NES and good enough system to use
it. I don't
it.
Have it. I haven't had mine for years. I have a Super Nintendo that still works, but that's it.
Well, hold on to those. My mom wants a classic NES for Christmas, like my own mother, and I can't tell her that I have her original. And she can't have it back.
And it's hard to find, when you have the original, like, it's hard to find games that are reasonable, like, you know, like...
Yeah. I know, I just bought Final Fantasy for like $20 a while back, and I was super stoked because,
yeah.
But it comes, the thing about that mini console, though, it only comes, like, preloaded with games. Like, you can't...
I know, but it comes with some, like, all the good ones.
It does.
Not all the good ones, but I mean some good ones. Some good original, yeah.
That's, I guess...
It's all prepackaged, too. I mean, all the games are already on that system. There's no cartridge slot or anything, I don't think.
It's a glorified emulator.
I know, but I want to play a console. I don't want to play an emulator on a computer. That's just a personal opinion.
I feel you loud and clear,
stuff. I like consoles. I don't like computer stuff.
I'm so done. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Bye, guys.
I love most of you. Coal in their stockings this year.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean.
There's little red envelopes in your stockings.
And yes, I'm gonna send you a special stamp.
Yeah, lick the stamp.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, lick the stamp.
Better
life. That's what I thought. I was like, why is there a little piece of a stamp that she's keeping? What is that? Drugs, Stephanie. It's drugs.
Never someday. Part of that, so I don't know. So
I think drugs come like that. All right. Hang on here, make this graphic for you. Chris, I'll send that graphic to you 5 or 10 minutes, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.